Hare Krishna. Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita. This is a summary of chapter 7 and reading in advance the summary of chapter 8. Chapter 7, section A, knowing Krishna by hearing about him, texts 1 through 3. Krishna requests Arjuna to hear both his material and spiritual energies, and he declares that the transcendentalist who succeeds in truly knowing him is most rare. Section B, knowing Krishna's material and spiritual energies. This is text 4 through 12. Krishna, as the source of both matter and spirit, can be seen in the world when we view all existence as a combination of Krishna's material and spiritual energies. He is also the active essence of everything. And although Krishna is not under his energies, the three modes, all else in material existence is manifested by combinations of goodness, passion, and ignorance. Section C. Krishna controls the modes, so surrender. Texts 13 through 14. Those who surrender to Krishna, the controller of the modes, will cross beyond the delusion caused by the three modes and come to know him. Section D. The impious never surrender. The pious do. That's text 15 through 19. Four kinds of men never surrender, and four kinds do surrender. Of those who surrender, the jnani, who has no material desires, is both the best and the most rare. Section E. Surrender to demigods and impersonalism. Text 20 through 25. Those who surrender to demigods and those who are impersonalists have no knowledge of Krishna, and thus, in their foolishness, they do not surrender to him. Section F, bewilderment and freedom by knowing Krishna. Text 26 to 30, which is the end of the chapter. The living entity's bewilderment is caused by Maya's forcing him to see dualities. His freedom is caused by devotional service, which places him beyond those dualities. Thus, by being conscious of Krishna in devotional service, one can know him even at the time of death. The connection between chapter 7 and chapter 8. Krishna, at the end of chapter 7, mentions several difficult terms. Arjuna now questions Krishna about what he has just heard. Chapter 8. Section A. Krishna's answer to Arjuna's questions. That's 1 through 4 in chapter 8. Arjuna asks Krishna about Krishna's words in the last two verses of chapter 7. Brahman adhyatma karma adhibhuta adhidaiva adhiyagya, and how those in devotional service can know him at the time of death. Krishna briefly answers as follows. 1. Brahman is the indestructible living entity. 2. Adhyatma is the living entity's nature, which is to serve. 3. Karma is that activity and its reactions which cause the development of a material body. 4. Adhibhuta is the ever-changing material manifestation. 5. He who presides over all the demigods and their planets is the Adhidaiva, the universal form of the Lord. 6. Krishna, as the Supersoul, is within everyone's heart and is Adiyagya, the Lord of all sacrifices. Section B, remembering Krishna at the time of death, text 5 through 8. Since one attains whatever one remembers at the time of death, Krishna recommends that Arjuna undeviatingly meditate on him, dedicate his activities to him, and thus attain him. Section C, Remembering Krishna, text 9 through 13. By meditating on Krishna and his qualities, or by practicing yoga mistra bhakti, one can think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead when quitting the body and reach the spiritual planets. Section D, Pure Devotional Service, text 14 through 16. One who undeviatingly remembers Krishna easily attains the Lord's abode, far from this miserable material world, because of constantly engaging in devotional service. Section E, Comparing the Material and Spiritual Worlds, texts 17 through 22. The material world, long-lasting as it seems, is continually being created and destroyed. Beyond this ocean of creation and destruction is Krishna's eternal abode, wherein he is present, and which is attainable only by unalloyed devotion to him. Section F, The Supremacy of Pure Devotion in Attaining Krishna, text 23 through 28. To attain Krishna's abode, yogis must pass from this world according to mystic formulas. Devotees need only to remain fixed in devotion. So that's the end of introduction to chapter 8. And now we shall begin reading chapter 8, Attaining the Supreme. Arjuna will now inquire about the six terms Krishna used at the end of chapter 7, Brahman, Adiatma, Karma, Adibhuta, Adidaiva, and Adiyagya. Krishna describes them one by one in the order in which Arjuna asks about them. Later in the chapter, Krishna also discusses yoga mistra bhakti, devotional service mixed with yoga, shuddha bhakti, unmixed pure devotional service, and the factors that determine a soul's destination when it leaves the body. Text 1. Arjuna first asks, what is Brahman? He wants to know if Brahman refers to the jiva or the paramatma. Srila Prabhupada writes, Aham Brahmasmi, I am spirit. It is said that one should understand that he is Brahman, spirit soul. This Brahman conception of life is also in devotional service. The pure devotees are transcendentally situated on the Brahman platform, and they know everything about transcendental activities. Only persons who perform activities in Krishna consciousness, mamasritya, are actually entitled to be called Brahman, because they are actually endeavoring to reach the Krishna planet. Such persons have no misgivings about Krishna, and thus they are factually Brahman. That's from in the purport to 729, the previous chapter. Srila Baladeva Vidyabhusan analyzes Arjuna's remaining questions as follows. What is Adiatma? Asks if the Adiatma, the self, pertains to the gross or subtle body. What is karma? That question asks if karma, activity, refers to fruitive or spiritual activity, and why, if they are equivalent, we should fight. In What is the Adibhuta? Arjuna is asking, what gross physical things are you referring to? Items such as pots or the bodies of living beings? The question, who is the Adidaiva? Asks if the Adidaiva, the governor of the demigods, is a demigod or the Varata Purusha, the universal form of the Lord. The prefix Adi is significant. One definition of it is above, over, and above, over and above. In another respect, then, Arjuna is asking about the identity of the Adi, the one above or ruling over the body, the physical manifestation, and the demigods. In the next verse, he will ask about the identity of the one above all sacrifices, and further, where that Lord resides. This is text 2. Who is the Lord of Sacrifice, and how does he live in the body, O Madhusudan? And how can those engaged in devotional service know you at the time of death? Comment. Arjuna now inquires about the sixth term, Adiyagya. By inquiring about the Adiyagya, Arjuna wants to understand the identity of the one who is ultimately worshipped by the performance of sacrifice. Is it Vishnu, a demigod? And whoever he is, where in the body does he live? In this verse, Arjuna asks a question, the answer to which becomes a major topic in this chapter. How can those engaged in devotional service, the self-controlled, know you at the time of death? In the next two verses, Krishna quickly answers Arjuna's first six questions. And we shall end here and continue with Krishna's replies quite soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.